Today's podcast is sponsored by Simplified Technology Solutions on the web at simplified-tech.com. Simplified Technology Solutions, also known as STS, is your resource for 8.5 upgrades, Domino on VMware best practices, same time, quicker, connections, and more.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 109 of the Taking Notes podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort and I'm here with
Julian Robichaud.
And Julian, where are we?
We are at the Dolphin Bar, kind of tucked away almost in an alcove, but I'm not sure, Bruce, how noisy this is right now. But we're kind of off to the side and we're surrounded by just a group of big old geeks.
And we're about to go around the bar. Yeah. Right.
You want me to go through names?
Yeah, let's go. Let's start right with Chris Miller first. So, Chris, tell us about what your experience at Lotusphere here.
This week?
Right now.
I'm experiencing relaxation. We're done for the day.
How are you done?
I didn't have to present all day today. It was great. It was the best day ever.
So who do you think the opening general speaker is going to be?
Not William Shatner.
What about Darren Duke?
No, it's not going to be Darren Duke.
So what kind of things are you looking forward to seeing this week, Chris?
Definitely the Same Time 8.5 stuff, some of the connections deployment information, some of the new foundation stuff. Pretty much that's the main thing, the Same Time.
Okay, let's talk to Carl Martinson. So, Carl, welcome to the podcast.
Pardon?
Welcome to the podcast, Carl.
Thank you. It's a little bit loud here.
No problem. That's why I have headphones on and you don't.
Okay.
So what are you looking forward to seeing at Lotusphere this year?
A lot of Xpages. I'm going to start looking into Xpages myself, especially now it's on the Notes client. I'm going to look at the cloud offerings, app dev, app hosting in the cloud, things like that.
Uh-huh. What about the opening general speaker?
I have no clue. I saw some hints about Icon, Western, some of the big top. Clint Eastwood is a guess.
While I'm interviewing you, someone is putting something in my back pocket. So that person is Paul Mooney.
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
Good, Paul. Paul, why do you have raccoon eyes right now?
Panda boy. I was on a Harley for the day, and I got burnt, except for where my sunglasses were. And I really, really am burnt to a crisp, except for my two little white eyes.
Julian, you want to do a video podcast and get Paul on there?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. So, Paul, Lotusphere 2010, what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to actually seeing all my old friends and having a good time and seeing what the new super-duper announcements are going to be tomorrow.
You mean you don't know?
I've heard a few rumors. What have you heard?
Well, we'll talk after the podcast. All right, hold on one second. We have podcasting and blog entrepreneur Stuart McIntyre. Stuart, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Bruce. How are you, mate?
Good. What podcast are you on?
I'm on the Lotusphere podcast.
No, you're on the Taking Notes podcast.
It's great to be on the Taking Notes podcast at last, Bruce.
Yeah, is it? No, you haven't been on before?
I haven't, no. Never been on with you.
Ah, we have a virgin. So, Stuart, guesses for the week as far as what to expect.
What to expect? I think it's going to be an evolution rather than revolution, Lotusphere. I think there's going to be lots of small announcements, nothing too significant. Although I think there's going to be lots of news about Lotus Live tomorrow. And probably lots of stuff about a new version of Connections, Notes 9, but nothing groundbreaking, I wouldn't have thought.
Okay, what about the opening general speaker? Who do you think it is?
William Shatner.
Okay, William Shatner. What about the buzz in the air this year? How you feeling?
I think it's pretty exciting. I was expecting the numbers to be down this year, but actually looking at the people around, I think it's pretty busy.
It's not always about size, Stuart.
No. I can vouch for that. No, it's a good Lotusphere. I think the nice thing is you've got the community here as usual. You've got all the people we'd expect to see here. Some newbies here as well this year. I've already spoken to a lot of new people that are here at Lotusphere for the first time. And I think it's a really buzzing Lotusphere. I think it's going to be a great one.
Excellent. Well, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Bruce.
All right, let's move on to the next victim, Rob Axelrod.
Hello.
Welcome to the Taking Notes podcast. And I think you too, Taking Notes podcast virgin, right?
I think I am. I think I'm a virgin in a lot of ways.
So what episode are we on now?
37, I don't know. Final episode of what? Lotusphere?
of the Ticking Notes podcast.
Oh, I don't know. Did you just tell me?
109.
Holy mackerel, 109?
Yeah, so what are you doing here this week?
I'm presenting, I'm eating, drinking, enjoying my 15th Lotosphere or so. No, I don't have one of those stickies that says how long I've been here for.
No, I heard something vibrating like a cell phone, so I thought it was you.
Oh, yeah, it probably is me.
Yeah, that's your cell phone right next to the microphone there.
Sorry.
So what are you looking forward to? Who do you think the opening general speaker is going to be?
Bill Shatner. It's always Bill Shatner.
Not Darren Duke.
No. David Duke, perhaps.
David Duke. Oh, Julian, he went there. He said David Duke.
Oh, no. Well, we'll edit that out.
We'll edit that out, yeah. Okay. Carl, did you have anything else to add more about Lotosphere, opening general center session speaker?
Not on top of my head, but I really like the new planning tool, the new folder.
We're talking about the opening general session speaker, and you're talking about the planning folder. Tell us more about the planning folder.
Well, it's not a book this year. It's a fold-out thing, and I think you get a better overview.
Oh, you're talking about the thing in the badge holder,
yeah.
The actual schedule.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Julian, were you the one who recommended that they go from a flip thing to a big page?
I don't know if I mean, not necessarily a big page, but I remember years ago I kind of did a mock-up of kind of how the schedule could be different somehow or something like that. It's interesting because on the one hand, I like the new schedule because okay, let me back up and say that I'm not trying to take credit for anything because certainly this was not my idea. But I actually like the format. I think it's a lot easier to look at. I think it's a little more difficult to walk around with because it's kind of large. But I think it's neat. I love the fact they're changing things up.
Yeah, good point. So for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, you know the little schedule thing? That's usually this little book, and it's got little tiny type on it, and you mark, you put an X next to the schedules you're going to go to. But now it's like this 11 by 17 piece of paper folded up, and like I'm watching Kevin Pettit here do like maneuvers in the dark with it. But origami, yeah. So before we get to Kevin, we're going to talk to Lotus superstar Bill Buchan.
Oh, I'm a superstar.
You are now.
Oh, thank you, Bruce.
So, Bill, what you been doing the last 2 days?
I've been out on a Harley Davidson
and squishing my MacBook Pro here.
I have a big ass.
Yeah, we know, Bill. So, what are you expecting this week, Bill?
Surprise. Alistair Rennie coming on as CEO is a huge surprise, obviously. I believe Mr. Picciano got a standing ovation this morning at the BDD day.
Yes, he did.
Fantastic. I also understand that the BDD program has been tasked with making all business partners happy.
Yeah.
No, I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, because we've all been business partners, and some of us still are.
Well, we've been business partners for going on 15 years now, so this will be a first for us. And there's a new catalog being released, which is fantastic.
Yep, it's a brand new catalog, and Ed Brill blogged about it today.
Yep.
And I think for those people who are at Lotosphere, Chris Miller stopped kicking me. Wow. You know, you give the guy a grape knee-high and he's all sugared out. Okay, yeah, the new catalog's cool. Ed Brill blogged about it, and he tells you about how to get into it for those solutions that aren't in there yet, because there's only a few right now.
That's right.
Because they haven't migrated everything over yet, but it's much better than what we had before.
Well, it's a catalog, yeah. It looks really good.
Yeah.
It looks like it was designed, recently.
By a software company.
Oh, possibly.
So what kind of Harley did you rent?
Oh, I had a V-Rod, which is the Porsche-designed liquid-cooled 1200cc monster. And Paul had the muscle version of the V-Rod. So he is officially...
Paul has a what?
He is officially Mr. Muscle.
Paul, can you tell us a little about Paul?
Yeah.
Bill says you had a nice V-Rod.
I had a nice V-Rod, a V-Rod muscle.
So tell us, it's a Harley Davidson. How many CCs?
It's a 1250, and it's got like a bucket load of torque, and the wheels will spin in third gear if you accelerate hard enough.
Is there like a step down ladder to get on it?
It is for me. I get lifted up like a jockey onto a horse, and get put on it. But it's a very low bike. It's just got a lot of power. Great fun though. Great.
Cool. All right, we're gonna move on, Julian, to Kevin Pettit, and you can talk to Kevin, and you need to hold the microphone close.
Well, hold it since you have... All right. So here, scoot with me.
I'm coming. I'm coming over. Here we go.
A little more. All right. So Kevin, Lotusphere, what did you do today?
Well, being that I have a presentation later in the week and that it includes some demos that need a little bit of polishing, I spent a good part of the day actually working on the polishing. I did manage to see almost everybody that I think I could possibly have seen just sitting in the lobby of the Rotunda here in the Dolphin. It's pretty amazing feeling of being home, just sitting in your living room and having everybody kind of walk around you. So that's pretty much what today was all about, just kind of seeing everybody. I wish I could have gotten to more sessions. There were some really good ones that I heard about. I did manage to sneak into the opening session of the Business Development Day. They managed to only give us a little teaser of what we're going to get tomorrow, so I'm really looking forward to some big announcement tomorrow when Richard Dean Anderson gives the keynote at the opening general session. Yeah, I found this chewing gum wrapper on the floor and a Swiss Army knife near it, so I figured it has to be him.
It's got to be him. Okay. Well, Bruce, who do you think it's going to be?
Wow. I've heard rumors of a lot of people, you know, from some guy from Circus Olay, right? That's the one we talked about on the podcast right. The other time.
Like
to, what's his name? An actor. What's his name? Not Chris Rock.
Well, Bruce, after all this time, you have...
Will Smith, yes.
After all this time, you have got to guess Shatner.
That's too easy. Everyone else is doing that. I don't want to be like everybody else.
But who else would there be? I mean, you have to hope. You have to guess who you hope for.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Any other victims we can pull on?
I don't know. There are so many people in the room, Bruce.
Actually, I'm going to do a quick flyby, all right?
Really?
Yeah. Come with me. Come on, let's go. Watch my Cosmo. We'll be right back. Hold on. Excuse us. Pardon us. Come on. Who can we find here? We'll time it here. Right. Is that Lisa Duke and Darren Duke? All right. So here we are, Darren Duke.
Hello, Bruce. How are you?
Good. You practicing for your opening general session tomorrow?
That's right. It's amazing what crowdsourcing can do, isn't it? We all need to shout, Darren, 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 when they say the guest speaker, Darren, Darren.
You know, you're sponsoring, your company sponsoring the podcast, but don't you think buying your way in to be the OGS speaker is just a little over the top?
No, we all ASWs around here, you know, it's just the way it goes.
So I'm going to speak to the real boss of Simplified Technology Solutions, and that is Lisa Duke.
How are you guys?
Good. Welcome to your first maiden voyage on the podcast with us.
I think this is my first official podcast ever, besides Tips and Two. But that's not for smart people. That's for users.
Oh, for users. So why don't you tell us a little bit about STS?
Simplified Technology Solutions is an IBM Lotus business partner. We specialize in notes domino, same time, quicker, but only the super awesome domino version of quicker. Not the scary portal version.
Ooh, scary portal version.
Speaking of scary WebSphere stuff, we are getting into connections. We've got a connections demo site that we run in-house and that we all like to post our updates on. And I am the queen of bookmarks inside of STS.
I thought you were going to say something else, but...
No, I'm the queen of bookmarks because you can never actually find anything on the IBM site, so you have to bookmark everything, and that is a very actual real-life use of connections.
So how do people get to your website?
www.simplified-tech.com, and then Darren's blog is blog.darrenduke.net, and for your stupid users, www.tipsin2two.com.
All right, well, thanks, Lisa, and Julian's going to talk to...
Turtle.
Who's Turtle?
Turtle.
All right. So, why don't you ask Turtle some questions?
All right. So, Turtle, you actually had the Turtles Lotusphere session today, right?
Correct.
Okay. Tell us about that.
I was well attended. A couple of hundred people in there, which is really good considering I was, as Bob Balaban pointed out, the only thing standing between those 200 people and free beer and food was me. And I would say three-quarters of them were first-time Lotusphereans. And it's like basically trying to get them on the right roads. Like, please leave your backpack in the hotel room. don't clump up with all the people you work with all the time, because, yeah, hell, you see them all the time. They're boring. Come and hang out with us. Well, not Bruce.
No.
Man, I'm out of here.
Okay, fine. No, it looks like it's going to be a really good week. Attendance this year is about the same as last year, but these, again, like last year, it's the hardcores. These are the people that you see have been coming back and back and back, yet there are organizations that are willing to come and send people for the first time, and there are organizations like Maverick sponsoring the Sunday night party that are new to this environment, but they're making a good splash. And honestly, it's like buying a lot of people beer, that's a good start, man. So,
well, now actually there was the theme at tonight's party, right?
Old busted technology, yes. I was a little worried. I was thinking, it's like, who left this old Okidata Microline 82 dot maker sprinter? It's like, can I have it?
No, I think you missed the point. I think it was 1980s, not old busted technology.
Have you seen my basement?
No, they had a good band, too. Did you hear the band?
Yes. And it was good all the way around. Good to see everybody. The band was good. Video music was good. I missed the ice cream. I'm sorry. I got the cheesecake. That was terrific. The prime rib was unbelievable. I wanted to just take the whole shank and walk around like I used to at Magic Kingdom with the smoked turkey legs. Like, Og has meat. Ugh. Do not mess with Og. Og has meat.
Speaking of meat, Andy Donaldson, who was on the podcast just a few days ago. Did I say speaking of meat?
Was that a fat joke, Bruce?
No, not at all. Not at all. But I do like Jif peanut butter.
Why, thank you. I'm very glad that you like one of the fine products for the company that I work for that we don't talk about.
All right. So, Ernie Sutter from SDS, welcome to the Taking Notes podcast.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm glad to be back at Lotusphere. I've been gone for a couple years.
Hold on. I didn't ask any questions yet. So, have you been to Lotusphere lately?
No, this is the first time I've been in a couple years, but I'm excited to be back.
What do you do for STS?
I'm an account executive and one of the sales reps.
What does that really mean to our listeners?
What that means is if you need any help with Notes and Domino quicker or same time, we would love to help y'all out. Okay. Because we are all things yellow as it pertains to making sure the collaboration and the message spreads on and on and on.
Wow, you're reading from the teleprompter. That's pretty good. So, have you heard of the Taking Notes podcast before?
I've heard of it. I've not listened to it before.
Do you want our autographs?
Yes, I do.
All right. So stand by. Well, thank you, Ernie, for your time. We're going to scout out just one or two more people here, Julian.
All right. So let's walk around.
Okay. Like hot chicks are only...
Hot chicks, you said?
Yeah.
Hot chicks of Lotusphere.
Take you to a hot chick.
All right. Hold on. Lisa's taking us to a hot chick. Hold on. We're going to a hot chick. Uh-oh. Okay, so we have our first hot chick of Lotusphere. Who are we talking to?
Oh, excuse you, you're second.
Oh, second. Sorry, Lisa. My wife first.
Oh, third then.
Okay, who are you?
Hi, sweetheart. I'm Jamie.
Jamie, you want a job on the podcast?
Oh, absolutely. What are you offering?
Jamie, do you know what a podcast is?
I do.
Okay, do you know what the Taking Notes podcast is?
I don't know. Tell me.
You don't know? And we're allowing you into this.
There's not a whole lot of hot chicks.
Are you like a booth babe?
I just want to hear you tell me.
Let's see. Does she have a name tag? Let's see. I'm available. No, kidding. So what do you do for IBM?
I work with our business partners.
Oh, okay. So you work with Tim Kanatis in the gang?
Oh, Tim is fabulous.
I didn't ask how Tim was. I just asked if you worked with him.
I guess that's what you call it. I mean, we all strive to make our numbers.
Oh, so it's all about numbers. It's not about the happy business partners.
Oh, no, it is all about business partners and having fun.
Right on. Well, thanks for your time today on the podcast and takingnotespodcast.com. Do you have an iPod or an iPhone? iTunes?
I've got a BlackBerry.
A BlackBerry. Do you have iTunes on your computer?
I do.
Okay, so go to the iTunes store and type in Lotus Notes.
Okay.
And you'll find this.
Well, thank you.
Don't break a nail. All right, Julian, one more. One more. Ernie, we talked to you already. Hold on. Hold on here. Where is he? Where is...
Talk to you, Bruce.
What?
I'll be your eyes.
Let's find somebody here.
We're in the rotunda.
We are. We're in the rotunda. And actually, boy, you get like 10 feet away from the bar and the noise level drops about 60 decibels.
Yeah, well, that's because we... no one's buying us drinks anymore.
No, I think it's because the crowd is so incredibly concentrated around the bar that, oh, we can talk to Troy then. Maybe.
Troy, welcome to the Taking Notes podcast.
Thank you very much.
You don't have a voice left, do you?
I barely do. I think I'm going to be really hurting in my session tomorrow.
So, Troy, who are you for everyone out there who doesn't know who you are? Because you work with Julian.
I do work with Julian. I work for Snaps, and I do primarily quicker development. And I like to say that Victor is very good at the UI and makes it very pretty, but I make it work.
That's Victor Krantz, right?
Victor Krantz, yes.
And I'd like to ask you, Troy, so are you actually done with your demos for the sessions that you're giving this week?
I am now done with my demos. I was finishing a demo for Victor and Rob's session, not for my session.
I'm just laughing. Sorry.
Okay, so what about the opening general speaker? Who's it going to be?
I have absolutely no idea.
A guess.
How about Buzz Aldrin?
What do you think?
He's been here before, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Neil Armstrong was.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't think that's too creative, Troy.
Okay.
Try again.
Wow, this is quite a...
You said George Jetson?
Yes. Well, then I have to go with Fred Flintstone.
Hmm. Interesting choice.
Daisy Duke?
That would be Jethro.
Yeehaw! Yeehaw!
All right. One more victim, Julian?
Yeah, sure.
One more? There's some guys calling us out here. Hold on.
Not interrupting. What's going on, Troy?
Oh, you want to talk to Troy and not us?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, get out of here. Okay, let's find another victim. One more, Julian. One more. Let's get closer to the bar. Actually, who can we talk to? We're walking. We're trying to find somebody to talk to. Orange shirts, not Waitria people. Let's see. Wow, I walked 10 feet, Julian. I didn't recognize anyone. That's a bad sign. Hold on. Let's see.
Mitch. Love to talk to us on the podcast.
Mitch Cohen, how are you?
Hey, Bruce, how are you?
Good. Welcome to the podcast here.
Great to be here.
So let's start off. What'd you do today?
Took in a couple of sessions, spent some time with the Lotus Live folks, and did a lot of prep for our show 303 session on Wednesday.
So pimp your session. Go ahead.
It's basically, you know, you've installed connections, now what? And we're going to take you through how to customize profiles, how to customize the UI, how to customize communities, and how to take widgets and add them in.
Can I play Bejeweled on Connections?
It's a Google gadget. We can do it.
Right on. All Julian, right. Do you play Bejeweled?
No, I don't.
All right. I'm addicted.
I don't know how to play Bejeweled either.
Oh, it's easy. If I can play it, you can play it.
I need to spend more time on Facebook with Bejeweled, I guess.
All right, well, we'll look up.
I'm going to go back to my room and do that right now, Bruce.
All right. Anything else you want to... opening general speaker. Session speaker.
You know, I'm going to go with William Shatner because it's the most popular guest.
Not Darren Duke. All right. Well, Julian, Bruce. Anything else for Sunday night?
That is all. I mean, you know, I guess next stop kimonos.
All right, next stop, kimonos. No, you can go. I got to produce this thing.
Oh yeah,
you know, we need to renegotiate our contract.
Yeah, I think you're right.
All right, well, if I turn around and I don't see anyone, we're done, and that's a wrap for episode. Some guy's laughing at us. Get his name. Well, that's a wrap for episode 109 from Lotusphere Day Zero.
Yeah.
I'm Bruce Elgort, and this was.
The Taking Note Podcast, can we do that again?
No.
The Taking Notes Podcast, episode 108?
109, that's why I do the outros.
109, right.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to episode 109 of the podcast. And Julian's going to send you out with a quick little rendition of Flipper.
Of what?
Flipper.
No, I'm not.
All right, take care.